You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, the summer COVID surge and the troubling new numbers. The U.S. recording a fourth straight day of more than 100,000 new infections. Hospitals reaching the breaking point. Admissions climbing 40% since last week to more than 7,000 per day. Florida leading the country in hospitalizations. The state reporting an alarming new case record. More than 134,000 infections over the last week. Healthcare workers pushed to the brink. Two hospitals expanding to handle the flood of admissions. The wildfire devastation in the West. In California, several people unaccounted for, and the third largest wildfire in state history. The flames now threatening more than 10,000 homes and other buildings. Zareen Shah is on the front lines tonight. Also tonight, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo facing possible charges. The Albany County Sheriff providing new details today on the criminal complaint from one of the governor's 11 accusers. The woman saying Cuomo groped her at the governor's mansion. What we're learning tonight. Breaking out of Washington late today, the massive trillion-dollar infrastructure bill clearing a significant hurdle. Details from the rare session and votes this weekend on Capitol Hill. The warning from the U.S. Embassy. Americans urged to evacuate Afghanistan immediately. Taliban fighters advancing on more key cities as American troops head home. Apocalyptic scenes in Greece. Flames towering over the horizon as hundreds evacuate by ferry. The dramatic video tonight. The suspected shark attack on the East Coast. A 12-year-old girl seriously injured at the beach. And making history in Tokyo, Allyson Felix becoming the most decorated U.S. track and field Olympian. Men's basketball clinching a four-straight gold medal. Our James Longman in Tokyo with Team USA's final push to the podium.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday. I'm Whit Johnson. We begin tonight with the COVID surge and the Delta variant fueling an alarming rise in cases. The country now seeing four straight days of more than 100,000 new infections. Florida leading the U.S. in hospitalizations, emergency rooms filling up, some facilities in Jacksonville opening so-called expansion units, desperate for more space. For the growing numbers of patients there, nearly all unvaccinated. Healthcare professionals nationwide urging people still on the fence to get their shots. And many appear to be hearing that call. The number of doses administered up 25% this week. States with the highest case numbers seeing the biggest increase in vaccinations. More than 68% of Americans 12 and older now with at least one shot. Just over 50% of all Americans fully vaccinated. In a moment, I'll speak with a doctor in Florida who treats COVID patients and studies the virus about her biggest fear in this summer surge. But first, ABC's Janae Norman leads us off from New York.
Tonight, with the U.S. reporting its fourth straight day of over 100,000 new COVID cases, health experts warning some hospitals are on the verge of collapse.
And by collapse, I mean they will be full. Their ICUs and their hospitals, they will be turning away patients.
Florida currently leading the country in hospitalizations. The state's hospital association predicting 6 in 10 medical centers will face critical staffing shortages in the next week.
We're bringing in additional staff, additional physicians, opening up nooks and crannies, if you will, in the emergency rooms to find places to see patients. We're treating patients in conference rooms, literally doing everything we can to try to accommodate that volume.
That state reporting more than 130,000 new infections over the last week, driven mostly by the Delta variant. And it's not just Florida. COVID tearing through unvaccinated communities. Across the U.S., the average number of hospital admissions up by more than 40% in the last week. Healthcare workers stretched thin in Louisiana, reporting the highest case rate in the country. The positivity rate there now over 15%, the highest since the start of the pandemic.
We continue to not yet see any tangible signs that we are turning a corner, and that, quite frankly, is terrifying.
In Virginia, Travis Campbell struggling to breathe from his hospital bed.
It's just like a fish out of water. You're going to suffocate. And it's miserable.
He's urging others to get vaccinated. That message may be getting through. Tonight, all 50 states now reporting more residents getting their first dose. But for this Texas family, that message was too late. Lawrence Rodriguez, a father of four, died after a weeks-long battle with the virus. His wife, Lydia, is still on a ventilator in the ICU.
When she was in the intensive care unit before she went on the ventilator, she had asked the doctor if she could get vaccinated then, and he told her it was too late. One of the last things she said was to please make sure her children were vaccinated.
And we continue to hear those pleas from family members. Janae Norman joining us now from New York City. And Janae, we've talked so much about the Delta variant, but there's another variant health experts are also tracking tonight.
Yeah, when it's the Lambda variant that's already out there. It's not new. It was first detected in South America last year. The CDC calling it a variant of interest, which means they're watching it. At this point, it is not considered a variant of concern, but there is a risk that Lambda may end up being a more resilient variant. Whit.
Janae, thank you. For more on all of this, let's bring in Dr. Eileen Marty, Distinguished University Professor of Infectious Diseases from Florida International University. Dr. Marty, thank you so much for joining us. So we just heard in Janae's report there, your state of Florida is seeing a real surge in new COVID cases, 134,000 just this past week. Hospitalizations are the highest in the country. We're getting reports of ICUs again running out of space. You treat COVID patients yourself. How would you describe the situation on the ground in Florida?
It's absolutely heartbreaking, and it's particularly heartbreaking because so many of the patients are younger individuals. And in particular, it's the children that are overwhelming our children's hospitals that's particularly heartbreaking. And it's just exhausting. Our staff, nurses, doctors, technicians, everyone is exhausted.
And the cases with children especially troubling as the school year is getting underway. But it's not just Florida. We're seeing cases rise across the country. The Delta variant has really changed the course of this pandemic. You also study the COVID-19 virus in the lab. What's your biggest fear right now?
My biggest fear is that we'll have a variant of high consequence, which is one that's worse than the Delta variant, which is already horrible, one that would actually overcome the vaccines and the types of treatments that are effective right now. Particularly concerned about losing the effect of monoclonal antibodies that we're using, not just in adults, but in children that need it as well.
All adding to the urgency in this race to vaccinate. Dr. Marty, thank you for your time tonight. We do appreciate it. We move on now to the devastation in the West. The Dixie Fire in Northern California raging right into the record books. The state's third largest wildfire in history now, with little signs of slowing down. Several people are missing. Heartbreaking images out of the Gold Rush era town of Greenville. Dozens of homes and businesses now gone. ABC's Zareen Shah reporting tonight from the fire lines.
Tonight, the largest wildfire in the nation continues to torch communities across California. The Dixie Fire rapidly exploding across four counties, burning nearly 450,000 acres, overwhelming firefighters. The containment level dropping overnight to just 21%. Authorities say four firefighters injured fighting the blaze, one recovering in the hospital. More than 260 homes and businesses destroyed. In the town of Greenville, nothing but charred foundations and piles of ash.
It looks like this for blocks. Homes and buildings that have withstood the test of time for over 100 years, decimated. And car after car like this. Metal from this car turned into a puddle on this road.
We went to the nearby town of Quincy, where residents have been evacuated, and met Teresa Hatch, who says she doesn't know where she and her family will go.
How are you supposed to start over? Where do you even begin to start over?
Look at all these people that are misplaced now. You know, where are they going to go?
More than 90 fires are burning throughout the West. The smoke from those fires spreading as far as the San Francisco Bay Area, causing residents to keep windows and doors shut. Even in Las Vegas, where the world-famous Strip is now hidden behind a smoky fog. Extreme heat and historic drought are now contributing to what is becoming the worst fire season in California state history.
Zareen Shah joins us now from Greenville, California, standing in front of a cafe we're told once a staple in that town. And Zareen, we know that the heat and drought have been major factors in these wildfires, but you're now learning that a judge is demanding answers from the energy company PG&E.
Yeah, Whit, that's right. PG&E admits that their equipment may have started the Dixie Fire, and that's before the fire exploded in size. Now a judge is demanding that they release exactly where they think the fire started and a list of every fire that they think the company may have started this year by mid-August. Whit?
Zareen, thank you. Let's turn now right to ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. And Rob, those wildfires impacting air quality in several states as well.
Yeah, eight states, Whit, as a matter of fact, under air quality alerts. That's probably the most wide-reaching impact of these fires. Take a look at all the states and the areas that are seeing this sort of unhealthy air and hazy sunshine. Nearly all of Wyoming and Colorado, and red flag warnings are up now posted for five states as well. And we're going to see the heat rebuild into the Intermountain West. That includes California, where a lot of those fires are burning up, and over 100 degrees expected during the day tomorrow. Meanwhile, we have severe weather tonight, a big swath from Kansas all the way into Wisconsin, where we've seen at least one tornado reported there. Damaging winds, large hail, and more severe weather tonight. In this area, right on through Sunday and Monday, we'll see some heavy rain and tropical trouble. Three areas that we're watching in the Atlantic. Whit?
All right, Rob, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow on GMA. The pressure is growing on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, now facing possible criminal charges. We hear from the sheriff's office in Albany, New York today with the latest on their investigation. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
Tonight, authorities warning embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face criminal charges as they investigate a complaint filed by one of 11 women accusing him of sexual harassment.
She filed a formal report alleging criminal conduct against the governor. The conduct was sexual in nature. It would probably be a misdemeanor, possibly a couple.
The attorney general's report says a staffer referred to as executive assistant number one claims her interactions with Cuomo escalated to more intimate physical contact that was unwanted.
The governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast.
The accuser, seen here in a selfie with Cuomo, telling CBS News and the Albany Times Union, "What he did to me was a crime. He broke the law." Within hours of the complaint, the governor's legal team taking aim at her allegations.
This woman's story, which is stated as fact in the report, is false.
Today, Cuomo outside the executive mansion, seen for the first time since releasing a video denying all accusations.
I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
The sheriff says he has not yet interviewed the governor.
I'm not going to rush it because of who he is, and I'm not going to delay it because of who he is.
Trevor Ault joining us now from outside the governor's office in Manhattan. And Trevor, Governor Cuomo is resisting the growing calls to resign, but he's also facing the threat of impeachment.
That's right, Whit. The New York Judiciary Committee is set to meet Monday to begin considering articles of impeachment against the governor. And Cuomo's attorneys only have until Friday to submit evidence on his behalf. Whit.
Trevor, thank you. We move now to the rapidly deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy urging American citizens still in the country to leave immediately. And officials calling for a ceasefire as the Taliban swiftly advances into more key cities. Here's ABC's Julia McFarlane.
Fueled by fears the Taliban will continue to overrun Afghanistan, tonight the U.S. Embassy urging Americans to leave the country immediately. The Taliban capturing their first provincial capital on Friday. Now on the cusp of seizing two more. Insurgents closing border crossings like this one with Pakistan. Citizens left with no way to escape the fighting. Earlier this week, a bombing targeted the acting defense minister. He escaped before the mammoth explosion reduced his neighborhood to rubble. And just yesterday, the Afghan government's top media officer was assassinated. All this as the Taliban pushes ahead with a nationwide offensive, timed to coincide with the final withdrawal of U.S.-led troops by the end of August.
But the U.S. is not going quietly, launching daily airstrikes against Taliban positions now for weeks. Tonight, the U.S. imploring on the Taliban to agree to a ceasefire and to return to negotiations. Whit.
And so much at stake. Julia McFarlane for us. Thank you. Now to the massive bipartisan infrastructure bill, clearing a major hurdle today, passing a test vote in the Senate. But significant challenges remain as senators from both parties try to hammer out an agreement. ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks Parks has been following today's developments. And Mary Alice, where do things stand right now?
Whit, this is really a question of when this will pass in the Senate. Today's 67 senators, including 18 Republicans, voted to advance this bill. That's a good sign that there's enough support. But debate could stretch well into this next week because some Republicans are still trying to slow this process. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris was here in person on the Hill today, meeting with some senators behind closed doors, trying to get this $1 trillion infrastructure deal done. But this still has to pass in the House, too. And with there's many Democrats there that are going to want to have their say.
Still plenty of work to be done. Mary Alice, thank you. Now to the Olympics and triumph for Team USA as the games wind down. Allison Felix, her latest gold, giving her more career medals than any U.S. track and field athlete. And a golden finish for men's basketball as well. ABC's James Longman reports from Tokyo.
Tonight, Allison Felix cementing her name in Olympic history. The five-time Olympian and the U.S. women's 4x100 relay team cruising to gold. Athens, Beijing, London, Rio, now Tokyo. Almost two decades of Olympic excellence. With 11 medals, Felix is now the most decorated American track and field athlete ever.
It was an honor, her last Olympic race, just being able to be a part of it, being able to go out there and be able to physically hand the baton off. It was a really special moment that I'm grateful for.
And it was gold for the U.S. men's basketball team, too. Kevin Durant with 29 points, leading Team USA to its fourth straight Olympic title.
This is one of those special journeys that it's just hard to describe.
Felix and Durant, both veteran champions, but rookie marathoner Molly Seidel also taking home a medal.
Olympics only happens once every 4 years. You might as well take your shot.
She captured bronze in her third marathon ever.
And with the U.S. men also won their 4x400 relay, which means the U.S. now has 108 medals. That's the most of any country. But China does have 38 golds, two more than the States. But we do have another day of events left. Whit.
Still, Team USA making us proud. All right, James Longman for us. Thank you. There's much more ahead on World News Tonight this Saturday. The apocalyptic new video from raging wildfires overseas.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Terrifying new video tonight from the devastating wildfires in Greece. Massive flames towering over the horizon there as about 1,000 residents evacuated a Greek island by ferry last night. Wildfires also spreading near Athens. A disturbing knife attack on a commuter train in Tokyo. Police say a man wounded 10 passengers late last night. The suspect allegedly telling investigators he wanted to kill women who appeared happy. Police say the attack was not related to the Olympics. A 12-year-old girl, the victim of a suspected shark bite in Maryland, Jordan Prashinsky, emerging from the water with deep gashes on her leg. It happened Monday at the beach in Ocean City. A local expert says the wounds are consistent with a bite from a sandbar shark. Prashinsky needed 42 stitches. A founding member of the legendary soul-funk band Kool & the Gang has died. A representative for Dennis D.T. Thomas says that he died peacefully in his sleep today in New Jersey. Thomas played the alto sax, flute, and other instruments. He was 70 years old. Finally tonight, a U.S. service member and the military dog who lifted his spirits overseas now reunited.
Meet Air Force Staff Sergeant Kyle Johnson from Goldsboro, North Carolina, and his best friend, Chickle.
Good boy.
this strong bond formed back in 2020 when Staff Sergeant Johnson was assigned to his first deployment in South Korea, a full year away from his wife and two children.
That was very, very rough, especially being my first time being away for so long.
There's a lot of tears. It was hard.
Feeling alone and depressed, Kyle went straight to work as a military dog handler, and something unexpected happened.
He just made the job fun. Every time we went to work, he pretty much helped me relearn about why I joined the military.
Kyle and Chickle became inseparable. So when Kyle's leave was up and Chickle was set to retire, he was desperate to bring him home as a family dog.
I talked to my kennel master here about, you know, hey, I really want my dog that was over there. Like, he's my best friend. And he told me about American Humane.
American Humane, a national nonprofit that helps reunite retired military dogs with their former handlers. It would take 8 long months before this special moment.
Chickle, Chickle!
As soon as I said his name, he came rushing over, jumped all over me, licking my face.
The two finally reunited in the U.S.
Hey, buddy, I missed you so much.
He was there for me. He was always right next to me.
A man and his dog, part of a grateful and growing family.
Now that he's back home, I want him to know that I'm extremely thankful for what he did for me.
Together at last. Great to see. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. Have a great night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.